say jumping. Those blue-eyed girls know something, so you better start listening. Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer on KWSN Sioux Falls and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. We are talking fishing, talking hunting, and talking anything you can do outdoors, as we do every weekend here on Gone Outdoors Radio. We are very excited to visit with our next guest. We want to welcome Ross Swenson. He is the owner and operator of Big North Guide Service up on Lake of the Woods, northern Minnesota. Speaking of going up north, Ross, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How about you guys?
We are doing great, and we're doing great mostly because a week from now, we're going to be up there in your neighborhood, as you know, chasing those big pike. But before we get to that, I want to know, you're a guide. You spend every single day up there on the ice, Lake of the Woods, one of the premier fisheries, not just in Minnesota, but honestly, throughout North America. How has the winter been? Give us a little quick recap of this winter, this ice season, and how things have gone.
Well, this winter's actually been pretty good. We've been lucky. That most of the storms went south of us. So we haven't been battling much of the snow and wind as of till late here. Not as much ice as we normally like to see for this time of the year, but we got some decent ice.
So how much ice is that? How much do you currently have up there on Lake of the Woods?
It varies from spot to spot, but I'm going to say an average of like that 26 to 30 inches. And we're used to seeing at least about a foot more, I would say.
Little bit less this year, and I guess that's understandable given the kind of winter that we've had. How's fishing been, Ross? Has it been a good winter up there on the big lake?
It has been really good. It's slowed down, a little bit normally with the weather pattern changes there in February, but other than that, made some moves and found some fish.
Hey, Ross, a lot of people know, and there's going to be some that don't know, that's why we want to throw this out there, that the walleye season is still open up there.
Correct.
On Lake of the Woods, the walleye season is open, and you can tell us a little bit about that. But right now, a lot of people aren't necessarily going up there for walleyes or going up for something else. But tell us a little bit about the walleye season and when that closes.
Closes, I think, April 14th. It runs a little extended there with the border water and stuff, but usually, we've had some years where you're still fishing walleyes on the ice then, but usually middle of March, towards the end of March, I stop targeting walleyes, and most people want to come up and target them giant pike.
Well, that's what we're going to be chasing next weekend, and March is the time to do that, right, Ross? From what you've told us, March is the time to be up there. Why is that? Why is that the time that's best for upping your odds for these trophy pike?
They start pushing into their spawning grounds. Middle of March, they start to, I call it a pre-stage. They'll stage out in the deeper water, prior to these areas where they push up the spawn, like your creeks, your points, anywhere where there's going to be some running water that flows into the lake. It warms up a lot faster there.
And so these fish are preparing. They're getting ready to make that run up there. And typically, when do they spawn? If I'm not mistaken, it's like right at ice out or even sometimes under the ice. Is that right? Right at that late spring, or not even late spring, right at that early spring time frame?
Yeah, no, I would say once that water, I don't even know the magical, I don't know if anybody knows that magical temp for that water, but there's been years where they're spawning underneath the ice, but they'll push up into these creeks, rivers, and these bays and do their business and head back out.
So Ross, it sounds like and you weren't on when we were talking about it earlier when I said I've never done this and I have a lot to learn, which is one of the reasons why we have you on. Granted, I'll learn a lot this weekend, but there's a lot of our listeners that may be interested in doing this too. So I'm guessing we're fishing really skinny water, really shallow water, and using tip-ups or some, like iFish Pros, that kind of thing with bigger, heavier rods. What are the strategies? Do you set them up at different depths? You just spread some tip-ups out, try an area, then move again? How do you locate where you think these might, big pike might be?
Lots of, for me, it's a lot of time, a lot of knowledge on the lake, but if you can start, like, do a grid, I always tell people when they call me for advice, I always say, like, this time of the year, I'm still fishing a little deeper. I always start with a tip up and run shallower, and then once you start, you'll start figuring out, well, that one, that flake's been popped twice. Well, now you got a little more idea of where they're pushing around or roaming around at that time. And then I work from there. I'll start different depths, and when one goes twice, then I'll start working on that area, that depth range.
What about bait? And I know last year we staggered different placements of bait in the water column. We used different types of bait. What's your recommendation to folks when they're getting ready to come on up and target these pike? What do they want for bait?
I always tell people I like large smelt or L-life. Large, you know, suckers work great too. And if when I'm running them in the water column, if I'm out deeper, I will start anywhere from 3 foot off the bottom to, say if I'm in 16 feet of water, I'll start putting baits down halfway down the water column. It seems like the bigger pike roam up, and sometimes I'm a foot and a half below the ice in 16 feet of water. When they start pushing up shallower, you know, I'm fishing 6 feet. I've fished anywhere from 3 feet of water underneath the ice to 6 feet when they're really going, and I'll put a lot of my baits. I like to hook the bottom of the ice with a hook, and I'll drop it down a foot.
Wow. And that's interesting. It's just it's a whole new world, both for Scott and I. I did have a chance to have the opportunity to fish up there with you last year, and it was pretty amazing, which is why we're headed back. One of the things, and Scott mentioned that walleye season isn't closed, but neither is pike. Pike season is open as well because of the border water being closed in much of the rest of the state. Ross, what are the special regulations? I know there's some slot limit regulations on pike up there. What do people need to know heading into it?
30 to 40 inches have to go back immediately. I always say have a good pliers with the camera quick. Get them hooks out of there, take a picture, and release it. But 30 to 40 have to go back. You can keep one over 40, and you're allowed 3 pike a day. So in a perfect world, you're going to have 2 pike under 30 inches, and you're going to have your trophy pike over 40.
So that brings up another question. You know, you're up there fishing for big fish, but do you catch a lot of smaller pike in the process?
Yes, you do. There's a lot of the smaller ones in what I've seen, the males push first. So a lot of the smaller fish are males. Mm-hmm. They'll push up there first, but they're in there too. They're in there doing their business with the females and up in that area and getting ready for their run.
Wow. That's, I am just really excited, Ross. We're talking to Ross Swenson, Big North Guide Service, Lake of the Woods, Northern Minnesota. Ross, if folks want to get a hold of you, if they want to check in for fish house rentals, you do guiding. Where can they find you? Where can they get information about your services?
I do have a Facebook page. And then I do have a website. It's bignorthguide.com. And then you can reach out, call me on my cell phone. My numbers are on both my guide page and my Facebook page.
Fantastic. Big North Guide Service, Lake of the Woods, Ross Swenson. Ross, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
It is.
See you soon.
We will see you soon. That is for sure. You can count on that. Folks, speaking of seeing you soon, don't go away. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back because we got a whole lot of gone outdoors still yet ahead of us.